haven't failed 5,000 times. I've succeeded in showing what doesn't work. So what if I didn't do well now? I will do better next time or the time after that. People who learn to interpret things more positively actually live longer. And we'll talk about some of this research. You read about a bit of it, the Nunn studies and so on. People who interpret things positively or more optimistic actually live longer. Now, that doesn't mean that all pessimists die young and all optimists die old. That's just one of the factors that goes into the equation. There are many other things. You know, you don't want, there's also unrealistic optimism that we'll talk about in a minute. You know, a person who's optimistic and says, I'll live till 120 no matter what, and smokes, you know, 120 cigarettes a day, will probably not live to 120. So it's not just about the belief, but a lot of it is. And finally, as I mentioned time and again, it can be learned. And we'll talk about how it can be learned and how we can learn. And you'll do it whether it's in your response paper, not for this week, but for the next week, as well as in sections, as well as by yourselves. A technique that can be learned and can have all these positive effects. Okay. There's a problem here, though. You know, how do I distinguish between this and realistic optimism and unrealistic optimism?